your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
Mobile telecom equipment maker Ericsson has posted second quarter operating profit and sales below market expectations, saying it was cutting costs further to match weak demand. Operating profit was 2.8 billion Swedish crowns, around 300 million euros, compared to 3.6 billion in the year-ago quarter, and below a mean forecast of 3 billion crowns in a Reuters poll of analysts. Sales at Ericsson, the world's number one mobile network equipment maker, were 54.1 billion crowns, below a forecast of 55.3 billion, the gross margin 32.3%, matching the mean forecast. TomTom reported a five-fold increase in quarterly net profit, helped by its fast-growing automotive business and a strategic shift towards high-margin recurring content and service business. The Dutch navigation systems company reported a net profit of 12.2 million euros for the April to June quarter. Adjusted net profit rose 87% on year to 23.2 million euros, whilst revenue was stable at 265.2 million euros. Revenue from its automotive business jumped 34% to just under 35 million euros. Dutch paint and chemicals maker AkzoNobel posted core earnings that were slightly ahead of consensus forecasts for the second quarter, despite strong currency headwinds and deflationary pressures. The company made earnings before income and tax of 491 million euros, ahead of the 463 million euros forecast by analysts, off revenues of 3.9 million euros, which was also ahead of the consensus forecast. Results in the quarter were marked by currency volatility, including for the British pound. The company, heir to the bulk of the former British industrial giant ICI, said after Britain's vote to leave the European Union that it would continue investing in the country.